Hello, Gerard Crispin here with Thought for the Day from the Bible. We're in Psalm 46 today. I'm calling this Our Refuge, Strength and Help. Here is Psalm 46. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress, Selah. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Verses 1 to 3. I can remember as a boy having to sing this psalm when I went to the Cubs church parade. I was bored. But in later life I have often recited it to myself in need, and I'm so glad I learned it then. These sons of Korah know a vital secret. They know God as a refuge to shelter in. In their weakness they have a strong God to give them strength, ever present to help when trouble comes, as it surely will in life. This refuge, strength and help is yours when Jesus Christ becomes your Saviour. The main thing is to know your sins forgiven, peace with God, and a home assured in heaven. All this is yours as you turn your back on your sins and thank God that Jesus died willingly in your place to be punished for you. God forgives you if you receive Christ in your heart to save you. With that eternal security comes God's ever-present help and blessings. Then you can find that his love casts out fear, even in life's biggest catastrophes. Verses 4 to 6. Heaven is sometimes called the New Jerusalem. Though earthly Jerusalem fell, this one in heaven will never fall. There is no physical river near the Jerusalem we know, but the perfect river of God's amazing grace brings eternal blessings constantly to heaven. God is there. All who trust in Jesus will be there. Will you be? God who melts the earth will protect his heaven and all those in it. Verse 7. Here is the key. The Lord Almighty is with us. It is no accident that one of Jesus' names is Mighty God. Isaiah 9:6. He is one of the three persons in the single Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. No Jesus, no God. But sadly, no Jesus, no God in your life. He said he would never leave nor forsake those who trust him. Jacob was an up-and-down man, but God kept and protected him. If you are up and down in your life, God wants to, can, and will keep you too, if your trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 8 to 10. God is all-powerful. In judgment he can bring desolation. In mercy he can stop wars and govern nations. He has his timetable when he will do that. Trust him. His power and his will. He finally will be exalted among the nations and in the earth. He is in control and will keep perfectly to his timetable. Verse 11. The key verse is repeated to finally remind all who know God through Christ. Do not forget, God is with you. He is your fortress, strength, and help too. May God bless you.